Hey everybody, what is going to happen? I'm Nolan North.
I'm Troy Baker.
And this is Retro Replay's Retro Rewind podcast.
Whip. This is where we go back in time and dust off the old episodes and make it come to life.
Yeah.
Fresh.
That's right.
Just for you.
Just for the audio listeners.
Speaking of fresh, making yourself fresh.
Speaking of fresh, how about fresh testicles? Guys, today's show is sponsored by Manscaped.
It's so good.
Manscaped.com, number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offering precision engineering tools for your family jewels. I love things that rhyme.
Dude, if I'm not ashamed to admit it. You've
nicked them.
I've nicked them before.
You've nicked the twins.
That's just a funny joke from Top Secret. Val Kilmer's character is like, what is your name? He goes, Nick. What does it mean? He goes, I don't know. My father thought of it when he was shaving. If he had had a lawnmower 2.0, he might have been named Smooth.
That's right. The lawnmower 2.0 has proprietary skin-safe technology,
yes.
Meaning you're not going to cut your bag. that's right. Accidents are a thing of the past. And I mean, you have a beard, so you have a trimmer for your beard, right?
Yeah, this kind of called me out for this. Like, it literally says, don't use the same trim on your face as you're using on your balls. That's just nasty. I was like, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. There should be a separate, it's like if I go to the shower and Pam's got that razor, I don't go, hey, I'm just going to use your razor to shave my face.
Oh, see, I'll use that.
No.
It's dirty bits.
Pivoting away from that.
No, but then wouldn't, if you use the same thing, your beard would smell like your genitals. And
it would be bad. That's not what you want to do.
But they don't just have
a trimmer.
A trimmer, no.
What else?
I'm going to tell you, they have a little product I like to call the Crop Preserver. Anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. All of a sudden, I'm Liza Minnelli. I love clean balls that are soft and delicious.
Not Sean Connery.
That's right.
Liza Minnelli.
If you'd like to use Crop Preserver and anti-chafing ball deodorant moisturizer, that's fine. I like to use pickle brine. That makes them tough like leather.
Terrible.
No, don't have Connery's leathery balls. You want moisture soft balls. And I mean, it's like deodorant, right? We put it on your armpits. This is deodorant for your balls. And I just can't stop saying balls.
No, stop saying balls. Best part is...
Tell them.
You go to manscaped.com, manscaped.com, put in the code RETRO. And you get 20% off, plus you get free shipping. Who wants to pay for shipping? And even better than that, you let Manscaped know that you support this show, you give it the soup, and you do that by clicking on that link.
Please do that, because I love doing ad reads from Manscaped. I love the product. If it gets to like day three and your nuts are like a little tight cactus and they're just it's uncomfortable.
So get 20% off and free shipping with the code RETRO at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com, and you're going to use the code RETRO. Do you know who else likes balls? Who else likes saving money? Who else likes...
Who, Troy?
Phil Kensington. Of course, he would tell you, go to manscaped.com. And this is the episode that gave us... Phil Kensington.
Oh my gosh, it is.
You remember way back? Hi, I'm Phil Kensington.
You know what? Don't be burying the lead. Guys, enjoy. It's Ninja Gaiden.
Hey everybody, what's happening? Nolan North.
Troy Baker.
And this is Retro Replay, where we go back and play a lot of the games that you have heard of, or maybe none of them you have. But... almost without a doubt, it is going to be the first time that this guy has played them.
And I will be playing poorly.
Good grammar. As well as this game right here we're seeing in the introduction has great
Tecmo's
grammar.
Tecmo's 1989.
Ninja Gaiden.
By the end of this, I plan on Harikari.
I don't know what that is.
I have dishonored my family. Sink.
I dishonor them daily.
This one,
tell
man,
me about it.
Ninja Gaiden is, we've kind of got a little bit of a theme right now where it's the toughest games that have come out. Games that have broken gamers. Games that have made game makers because the level design was so good and they were just kind of watershed moments in gaming. This is one of them.
It had a cool storyline.
This one had a really, really well-written story. It's kind of more of an anime style, typical Japanese storytelling. And it was one of the first... You knew this fact about
this. Oh, yeah.
You like this
first
fact.
Yeah, I do. One of the first to have cinematic cutscenes.
Yeah.
Like over like 20 minutes, which was huge for a game at that time. And they called it Tecmo Theater.
Tecmo Theater.
Tecmo Theater. Yes.
Voot, 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 get down. Techno theater.
Oh.
Like if you were to be or not to be. That is the question. Anyway, back to the game. Here's a funny fact.
Hold on. Yes. 1989.
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember the pens you'd sniff in class? And you just kind of like math class just flew through? Or is that just me?
Markers?
Yeah.
That's before they changed.
Marks a lot. Oh
yeah. Like you would have like. When they did scented markers. To me, that was just like the foray into.
Yeah,
then
black
you do
was
MDMA.
Always licorice.
Yeah.
But then there was that funky fruit one that was like, this is a bad fruit. This doesn't.
But that's like you were encouraging people to huff fumes.
Yeah, but it's not like those morons who ruined it for everyone by doing whippets in, you know, the Stop and Shop. My God, Todd died in the Stop and Shop.
As you rage quit Spider-Man.
Why,
because
in every episode, are we bringing up the first episode?
Because we planted our flag on that.
I know.
Upon that ground.
It wasn't a proud moment.
That's a beautiful moment.
And I would encourage everyone to go back and watch the first episode, and right to the end, and you will see that in another camera,
later.
Much later after we stopped
hours.
Filming,
like
he caught me.
Lunch.
You caught me on your phone.
Yes.
That's foot of me actually... getting through the first level.
Like we had a meeting.
I don't quit.
We had lunch.
I rage quit.
And Nolan, and we would ask you like, hey, Nolan, do you want to have a sandwich? And you're like, I just don't understand why.
No, because
I can't
it bothered
swing.
Me. No.
There's no cognition, no anything.
No.
The reason why I bring that up.
Yes,
is
again, you brought it up again.
I would go on to rage quit a version of this game. Ninja Gaiden 3 broke me.
Really?
I've never, to this day, I've not finished that game. And I got to like the final boss battle and I just couldn't do
this
it.
This is the original
So
Ninja
this
Gaiden.
Is the OG. Like
okay.
This is the first one. So this is the first time we meet the character Rhea Hayabusa. It's the first time we get a backstory on him, which
yep.
is his father died.
Well, that's kind
so
of
So it's a son like avenging his father's death. He says, Ryu, I'm on my way to a life or death duel. That's not a note you want to get from your dad. It's yeah. like, hey, could you pick up milk on your way home from school?
It depends on your dad.
Go to America and find the archaeologist Walter Smith. Just go to America. And when you get there, go, hi.
Do you have the white pages?
Yes.
Just look
who are you
up.
Looking for?
Walter Smith.
The archaeologist.
That's right.
Right over here.
Perfect. Because Smith is such a... No,
it's a
rare
very,
name.
Very rare name. Very rare name. All right, so...
okay, get after it.
Here's the opening cutscene.
And this is this waiting? Look at the grass moving. Oh. Uh-oh. Oh, he's running. Oh, tippy toes.
Oh, no.
Hey!
Shinshu! Oh...
Look at how tiny he looks.
Gullman.
Oh no!
Who, with whom did father have a duel and lose? For what reason did he fight and die?
Even I don't know for sure.
It's the same That's person. The other guy.
Oh, it is.
Even I don't know for sure.
And it was a cat. There was a cat there.
The day after he disappeared,
this
in
is the
father's
start.
Room, I found a letter addressed
this
to me.
This is the start. Just.
It said, Ryu, I am on my way to a life or death duel.
He does not talk like that.
How does he talk? Act one.
Okay, I like that. Act one.
So we're kind of aside.
What is that thing? What was that? That freaked me out. quick moving things low freaked me out.
It's a dog.
It's not a dog.
It's a dog.
It's a ninja dog?
So I played this.
That's not a dog. It looks, is that a roach? What is that?
Drew, it's a dog, right?
That doesn't look like a
Dude,
dog.
Pick a position.
Is it wearing a blue sweater? What is that thing?
I'm out.
I'm telling you, homie. That looks like a weird thing that's like getting low on the ground. Look at that, it's not a dog.
So this is important. Traversal in this game is very important. Do you see how I'm doing all this?
Yes.
Because I don't want you to go, I don't know, it won't let me do it. It won't let me do it. I need to wait till you hear you say this.
That looks like a roach or a spider of some kind.
Give yourself a go.
Extino, what is it?
Now,
how do I get low? Oh, I do that.
Upper left-hand corner, timer.
Come on,
You're on the clock. Yeah. All right, so don't dilly-dally.
I'm not dilly. Oh, look at me! I got up there and you didn't.
Yes, you did. See, you're doing very well. Now you have stars.
Good. This is how you call it traversal.
So now you have your ninja stars.
Oh, ninja star.
Hi, what's your name? Hi. Oh, jump, jump, jump up. Jump up, release, jump. XO, what is happening? Why are we not, what are we doing? I'm rooting for you.
I know you are, and that makes me feel good about, you know, me and our relationship and just kind of like where we're at.
What do you mean relationship?
Don't talk. Boop, poke. Boop. Boop. I'm gonna give up the stuff.
Timer!
Where's the timer?
I told you, see, you have 148 seconds now. Go.
That,
you gotta fight because.
Why is that big thick chick throwing knives at me?
Now,
seriously.
Is that a girl?
That looks like a very buff Rosie O'Donnell.
Na-na-na-na-na, smack.
Don't go too far back because you got 86 seconds.
I wanna go, boom.
But I don't know where I'm supposed to go.
Nowhere in his father's note did it say, hey,
down.
When you go to New York, kill everybody you find. You know what I mean? That if his dad was like, go find an archaeologist named Walter Smith, why did he automatically go, you know what I probably should do?
Why? Why? There you go.
I should probably suit up.
I'm getting smoked, but I wasn't paying attention to this guy.
Everybody that I find.
Oh my God.
Is my enemy.
Okay, now I'm upset. Now I'm upset.
Yeah, this is it. You're in it. You're in the pipe 5x5. Go, blue leader.
Okay, come on.
Now you have stars.
Now I have stars, I don't know what that means.
Try pushing buttons, buddy. I'm very calm right now. I'm not playing.
Because you're not playing, but look at me.
Look at you.
You know what my problem is?
What is your problem?
I keep forgetting that
There's another button.
I'm supposed to hit. Here, I'm having a little bit of a breakdown with the X and the O. I'm gonna breathe. I'm gonna be okay, everybody. Oh, dog. Spider dog.
Spider dog!
Spider dog by Tycho.
It's not by Tycho.
Bye, Menin. You're in America, by the way.
I know, but for a neighborhood where there's clearly a lot of thugs on the street.
There's a lot of bodegas.
That's why there's so many sales. They're like, nobody shops here.
Hey, Bob, are you having your sale today? I am. I guess we're doing a sale at the same time.
Oh, I like that. I like to go up and that way.
There you go.
And then that way.
There you go.
And that way. And that way.
Ah, yeah.
And that way.
Ah, looking good there.
Way.
Yeah, looking good.
That way.
There you go.
That way! And now we're done. I came to kill you.
This is good level design.
This is really
See, those lampposts give you things.
I'm so happy!
Woo!
Please take over, because clearly I think Thanos just showed up. What is that? I just swallowed wrong, and now my eyes are watering. Did you just get killed? I got you to the bar and you shit the bed.
I did.
It's just it's a phrase. It doesn't really mean defecating. It just means failure.
Dang it.
These guys are like, they look like, where's my moped?
Where's my moped?
Well, they got like a helmet on and it looks like they're upset. And clearly they don't have...
They look like they're upset.
Well, they just run around with, they're running around.
They have no discernible facial features. How do you know they're upset just because they're waving their bat?
I don't know, guys in, uniforms running around. They look like Gestapo or something with their little clubs. I really think that's like a dog.
Are you still on this?
I just don't know what it is, and
it
I need to know.
It doesn't matter.
Things.
It's here but to kill
I,
you.
But I like to know what it is. Oh, see, if I wasn't here, all they would hear is just clicking and watch you grimace. Who does your hair?
I do.
Oh, look at that.
Well done. Oh, look at that. How did that guy get up there? Like, what's he doing up there? This is silly.
Like hating his job is like, hey, Ricky, welcome to the program.
It's not a job.
Thanks so much for being here. We have a, am I gonna be positioned like on the ground? No. We have an office for you. It's just up in the air.
That's what I would like to, imagine before this game starts, they all had a meeting. It's like, okay, guys, everybody got their, Got their helmets.
Phil, you showed up late. Guess where you're going, bud?
Did we polish our white clubs? Did we get our helmets? Who's got the puffy jacket? Here we go. There's going to be a guy running around. He just flew in from Japan.
His name is Ryu. He's looking for Walter Smith. He's trying to kill everybody. I don't know.
You cannot.
This is pointless. Wow.
That is failure.
Dang it. Okay, see, this is why you need all of those, like, power-ups. Because I can't just go in there with my sword. He goes,
Damn dog, I don't like you. I really don't like that dog. Or that demon thing. I forget which.
Demon dogs? Diamond dogs?
Berskin, yeah. Miskin, il.
Coinch.
Il.
Dench. The blooch. Coach.
What is that thing?
Something special and cute. Magical.
Oh, you dogs come out of nowhere. I hate those dogs. Hey, run away. Oh, the dog. Get away from these people.
Nolan.
Oh, I gotta go this way.
Go the other way.
I'm trying to run.
Oh my God. Are you weak sauce?
Why?
I'm sorry. That's not fair. All right, go. You got this. Hi, welcome to Retro Replay, the game where we never get past the first level.
That's why this isn't your typical playthrough, because we suck.
No, because like Let's Plays, they play the game, not just, well, here's 15 minutes of one level.
Oh, I hate the dog. What do I need to make the stars?
You need to get to the other side. You need to
go. But you're telling me I'm...
You got 20 seconds. I don't know. Just go. Get to the boss. Like, they're gonna chase you. There we go. Don't go back, they'll just respawn.
I was gonna. But I died on my own terms. I hate those dogs.
Why? What is your obsession with these dogs?
I have three dogs, and I love my dogs, but I had a bad experience with a dog. I'd rather not get into it.
Well, now you have to, because you brought it up. Did you, like, have a night? Did you, like, go out with a dog, and it just didn't go well, or what happened?
Close. My brother, when I was a kid, my brother had a paper
older
route.
Brother.
My older brother's 7 years older
had
than
a paper
I am.
What?
Paper route.
There you go.
He had a paper route, and I used to go with him, and it was in the afternoon after school, you know, throwing the evening paper out, and I remember I would ride on the back of his bike, and I got to throw the papers and sometimes run up, and there was this one house, and you had to go up this long driveway, and he said, no, there's a dog up there, but you gotta go do it. I said, I don't want to go up there. He said, no, the dog, and he wouldn't do it. And I went up there, and I got up, and I didn't see the dog, and I just put the paper down. And as I turned to go, I hear, and I turn, and it's like this yellow lab.
Dog from the Sandlot.
No, but not that big, but it looked at me, and I looked at it, and I just took off. And now I'm running downhill toward a busy street. My brother starts pedaling away because he sees the dog on my tail. I get down to the end and I have to slow down a little, and I turned and the dog jumped on my back and began humping me. Jumped on my back and just started doing this, literally dry humping me.
Oh, I needed
and
this.
All the cars on this busy street just started honking, like, yeah, get it, Fido! Cujo! And my brother, who, like, when he gets nervous, he goes into fits of laughter. He just wouldn't help me. We let the dog finish.
Well,
because he couldn't stop. And,
now I understand.
Shortly after, we had beautiful puppies.
Beautiful puppies. With the dog's
with a huge
body
head.
And a huge head.
That's a true story. No, it's seriously, it was on County Street in Attleboro, Massachusetts. This street, I delivered the paper. The dog went after me. I ran downhill toward the busy street, tried to make the turn, and it jumped on me. And it didn't bite me and attack me. It literally just...
It just got in your ear and goes, what's about to happen is a very beautiful thing.
Oh, nice. That was nice.
Oh, that was very beneficial.
I don't know what you did, but that was very cool.
I froze time.
How'd you do that?
It was one of the power-ups, dude. I'm telling you.
We got to hit more of these lanterns. Get into the bar. Jump. Oh, no. This is not good. These guys just kick you back and forth like a soccer ball. I got this.
You got it? Okay.
I got this.
You see what we're doing with this?
I got it. I get it. I get it now.
A light bulb moment. Oh!
What do I have?
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Going down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Burns, burns, burn. The ring of fire. And then burn, burn, burn. The ring of fire. The ring of fire. We just had to pay $250,000 to use that song. Up and B is how you're going to use your stars.
Okay.
Bingo. We're going to be okay. The first boss, bud.
Okay, maybe, 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 maybe. I might pass this to you, so be careful. Oh, yeah. I'm going to the other side.
Ah! You were right there. You were doing good damage. You were doing good. You were doing good.
By the way, this, here's the thing.
Come up for
this
air.
Is.
Here's the thing.
This is frustrating, but I'm really enjoying it.
Yes, welcome to playing games, man.
I play games, just not as many as a kid, especially in
Wow.
That
okay.
is, you know what?
That's just an exorbitant, okay. That everyone was like, calm down. Everyone calm down.
You know, I look to you for leadership and...
Well, that's your fault.
You gotta go on that, go on the wall. Oh, I assume you're gonna play again. I'll just sit here. How's everybody doing?
73 seconds.
Oh, you're a dick.
See, you just...
Dick.
Do you know what I realize watching people play games like you?
What's up?
Like here? Not so much.
What do you mean?
I wanna play.
You're not a watcher. See, I was the guy that would
It depends on what I'm watching. Oh, that's not gonna work. Okay.
Why am I burping so much?
I don't know, but it's like right in my face. Wow. I know what you ate earlier.
I feel you've got some problems with your anger. And your anger is what's fueling you. And I'll tell you right now, you're not fighting these guys, you're fighting yourself. You're not looking for Walter Smith. You're looking for Rhea Hayabusa. We're gonna talk more about that when we come right back. I'm gonna get you to the boss.
What? No, I can get you to the boss, but the boss, I just had this cool
boss.
Thing.
Boss.
I just had this cool thing. I just threw it at him, the guy took him down to the bank and I was throwing him down. Look at this. Look at these dogs coming in. This neighborhood's kind of shit.
What is going on with this neighborhood?
Yeah, this is like a really bad neighborhood.
This is terrible. There's like...
We've lived here for 40 years. It wasn't like this before.
I know.
And then the dogs moved in.
And then the dogs. I mean, the guys with the bats. I mean, it ain't been this bad.
I don't
want
to say what they are, but they're people with bats.
I just can't get over the sales in this neighborhood. They were like, the shopkeepers were probably like, it's a bad neighborhood, a lot of people get killed.
But
let's lower prices. If you live, your mattress is free.
Hi, what? I'm Phil Kensington, owner of every store in the neighborhood. I'm having a sale at every one of my stores. Just come down, please, and buy something.
Deal. I got a great deal on the real estate.
The people with bats got you down? Then come on down to Phil Kensington's sale store. You can have your own bat so you can fight them too. What's that? Are dogs bothering you and outside of your open window? Then come on down to Phil Kensington's sale store and get your demon dog repellent from me. Is there a ninja breaking lights outside of your window? Come down to Phil Kensington's sale store. You can get all the lanterns filled with magical items on sale. Are there very large women with throwing knives bothering you on your way home from work? Not anymore, they're not. At Phil Kensington's sale store, you can...
Where you can be...
you can get you, something that will help you get stay
yourself,
safe.
Why don't you get yourself something nice?
Everything is on sale. Including the store. Please buy my store and get me out of this shitty neighborhood that I live in.
That is useless. He's not even getting hurt.
Yes, it does. Do you
no,
see
he didn't. Your punches to the back of his neck, that didn't hurt him. Oh, you know what? Jump up. Oh, that's good. Jump over him. I think you have to hit him from behind. That's not helping. The wall! Oh! The wall could be the trick. Let him come in. Draw him in. He swings low. He's probably got bad rotator cuff.
Walter
Smith. He swings low. Ready? Jump and hit him in the ass. Hit him in the ass. Not with that thing. I'm telling you, it doesn't work. I'm watching.
Well, good for you. I'm out. Are you happy? I'm looking for Walter Smith. Walter Smith? Okay.
Hit him, hit him, hit him. Oh, you don't run, you can't run into his blade.
Well, I didn't.
What an asshole. Well, here we are again. The new name of this show is Level One.
You know what the irony is? The guy in the diner?
Yeah.
Walter Smith. Oh. Walter Smith.
He's got a good reach. You see that he stays very quiet in the pocket, but you get
I
a close
didn't even
and
see
he'll
that
just
he was gonna,
jab. Jab is what he likes to do. Stick and move.
I like to stick and stay. Oh, the dog! I hate him! Chasing it.
No, don't fight angry. Gallant, if you're watching this, I got you.
Oh, I think, okay.
You got nothing. All right, so use your wall trick. You have half your life. Half life. Oh, look at that. I think you gotta be higher. Whoosh, whoosh. All right.
I don't even want that.
It's just pointless. It's just this Sisyphean task of us playing games.
Wait, what was that word? I missed that word. Did you, Sisyphean?
Sisyphean. Sisyphus? Greek mythology?
Oh,
is the guy that...
Don't make me think about stuff. Oh, hi, dog. I hate that dog!
That's what you're thinking about. You need the big star. You need the big star. You need...
Shining star for you to see what your love can truly be.
60 seconds on the clock.
Bang, bang,
bang,
bang,
bang, douche, bunk, dang, floop, flat, floop, porch,
dog, guy, dog, dog,
fucking dog,
dog, fucking dog, dude, boxer, what's the boxer doing there?
Let the dog outside.
Ninja! Come on, Ryu.
Step up.
You gotta hit him. You gotta hit him. I'm gonna, by the way, look at him. Take the fight to him. One, two. Oh, how did that? One, two. Now. One, two. Come on.
People are laughing at us. Laughing at us. Just because
one,
they're going,
two.
These guys are the worst gamers ever. Ah, oh, you figured out his timing, have you? His simple animation of one, two. You're dead even, I'm gonna shut up.
You knew it! You can take that to the bank, baby!
Oh God, we got through level. Come here, come here, come in.
I wanna thank my personal Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for helping me beat the boss.
I'm so happy.
Who's there? Are you Walter Smith? Just a girl.
Just a girl.
Get out of here. Wow.
I will. First.
But first.
Oh, she's got a gun. What the?
Bang.
Act two.
Ow.
Ow, where am I?
He gets shot.
Hold on.
And the first thing.
No, no. First thing, ow, in a jail cell. Ow, where am I?
You just lay into it, baby. You just, the more you relax. The better it feels.
My name's Tex, and I'm known for one thing around here.
Yeah. You ever play cornhole? You ever been in a barn, boy?
You want to play, see if it fits?
Yeah. Hey, here's a little game I like to call Guess Who's in My Mouth. Everybody's a winner.
Oh my God. We got through come on!
There it is. It's a milestone day for
us. Oh my God, I feel so good. I feel so good.
All right.
I'm...
You're in. Like, you're in.
Oh no, we have to... There's another level?
Yeah, dude, that's not the game, bro. That's level one. And the letdown hits. There we go. While his melatonin just crashes, we're gonna bring him back up. We ask you, what do we play next?
Level two, I guess.
Woo! Mr. Kensington, that
That was a wonderful episode. Thank you. Please buy my store and get me the hell out of this neighborhood. Also, make sure that you like and subscribe. You want to go to the YouTubes and you want to make sure you leave a comment so everybody knows how you feel about this wonderful show and this podcast. Or go to the Apple Podcasts or the Spotify's, wherever you watch the podcast, and you leave a comment somewhere below.
That's right, Phil. And also, don't forget, we're sponsored by Manscaped.com. Go to Manscaped.com, enter code RETRO, get 20% off and free shipping. And your balls will thank you.
And you can follow my dear friend Nolan North at... Do I know what yours is?
Really? I know yours.
Yours is yours on Twitter is Nolan_North.
Yes.
And then Instagram is really Nolan North.
And Troy, my dear friend here, is on Twitter at Troy Baker VA and on Instagram at Official Troy Baker.
Wonderful. Even better, you can follow the King of Soup, Drew Lewis, at Drew Lewis.
And Papa PJ.
Papa PJ, at PJ.
What do you say? Our resident Canadian.
Our resident Canadian. Rounding out our cast here.
He keeps things nice.
Very nice.
He's at PJ always, Harzma with two A's.
And I always say sorry.
Sorry.
Shout out,
sorry.
Shout out to Stephanie Judge for cutting sorry. The episode.
Sorry, Stephanie.
Big shout out to Paul Boss for sorry, making it
Paul.
Sound good.
Sorry, Paul.
Stupid. We'll see you guys either on the next episode or next week.
And Phil.
Yes? Please buy my store and get me out of this shitty neighborhood.